السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the series Jinn and Jadu. So in the previous discussion we spoke about how sihr and jadu was made on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by a hypocrite Labid bin A'sam and how he tied 11 knots using the hair of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam which they had sourced from a comb where a youngster who used to serve Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had access and how this was shown to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream via angels. It was extracted from the well of Darwan and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the 11 combined verses of Surah Falaq and Surah Nas and he was cured. And he chose not to expose him publicly or even punish him and said, Allah has cured me. And that teaches us that it's more important to get cured than to know who did it and to expose people. Even though Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew with absolute certainty that it was him because he was informed by Allah. We don't know with absolute certainty. Generally, amils won't tell you. And even if they do, which they're not supposed to, you can't say it with absolute certainty because the amil can make a mistake in his assessment. So therefore, we should not accuse someone lest we are wrong. Take precautions, yes, but don't accuse people. Now, today we talk about the different types of sihr, or a few types of sihr. The one type of sihr is that of tafriq, where jadu is made using the assistance of jinnat and devils, etc., to cause separation. Like the two jinnat that came in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, they said, Allah says in the Quran, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ. They taught a type of magic which could cause separation between husband and wife. And we know this makes Iblis most happy when his armies go out and they come back and report to him in terms of what they have done, those who cause separation, because the consequences of it are so devastating and far-reaching. So, not only your husband and wife, but between mother and children, between father and children, between close family members, friends, neighbors, etc. You know, unexpectedly the love disappears, you become very suspicious of each other, you don't want to accept or be tolerant of excuses from each other, that kind of thing. There could be other factors, right? So we mustn't attribute everything to jadu. Then the other type of sihr is the opposite, where sihr is made to force love between two people. And this is where we need to be very careful. Sometimes, for example, a woman will go to a person who does these things and say, no, I want my husband to love me more. The problem is that they do things which are blasphemous, which are kufr. They have to commit that kufr to get the assistance from the jinnat. And then you become part of that and can lose your iman. Rather, read the du'as that are meant to engender love between husband and wife. And then all of a sudden you see that this man becomes totally obsessed. Or it may be a woman who's not married or a man who's not married and they have some sort of an illicit inclination and they have jadu made on that person, so that person must become totally obsessed with them and desire them in an excessive way. Another type of sihr is where you have doubts and you have misgivings. You become confused about things. You're all the time apprehensive. You're all the time worried that, did I do this? Didn't I do that? So they interfere with your mind. The jadu is meant to interfere with your mind. A fourth type is one worse than that, insanity. There is an incident at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam where there was a man whose people had actually kind of chained him up because they thought he was mentally deranged. And when Surah Fatiha was read on him, then he was cured. Then another type of sihr is the one of laziness. I don't know if all of us are bewitched in this regard to some extent. Tardiness. You just want to be alone. You're very quiet. You're always troubled in your thoughts. Too many headaches. Selfish. You don't want to be in other people's company. You're always lazy. So that's also a form of sihr, of jadu. Again, that could be the symptoms of other issues, right? But one possibility is that it's sihr and jadu. Then there's the sihr of screaming, where you see these frightening dreams that make you scream, or you hear voices and that makes you wake up suddenly. And you know, you then become doubtful and suspicious of people. Another type that the scholars talk about is of sickness. Now, sickness can be caused by a variety of things. Right? Sickness could be because of your genes, because of your hereditary. It could be because of what you eat. It could be because of the area that you are in. But it also could be because of sihr. And generally you would get to know this when medical intervention is not helping or can't pick up the problem. However, you have to be careful because the symptoms are very similar to that sickness which has nothing to do with jadu. And then Also, when a woman bleeds profusely, so it's not a normal menses, she's just bleeding profusely. That could also be because of the interference of the jinn. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned this to a sahabiyah who was talking about continuous blood flowing, istihada, which is there excessively, and said this is vain, it's not hayd, and this is the devil interfering with your natural system. Remember, the devil flows in us like how our blood flows in us. So these are just some of the types. Another type is where a healthy young man who normally has the capacity to be intimate with his spouse, all of a sudden now he can't be intimate with his spouse. You know, he just cannot perform in terms of intimacy. So these are some of the types. It's not an exhaustive list. It's just meant to give us some idea. Until the next discussion, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.